Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Dalid, Nedarim 74a, pagination is 147, Masnisen at the very top, a new Mishnah. Shomeres Yovam, a woman who is waiting for Yibum to be done. That means that her husband died without children, and her husband left remaining brothers of whom there is a mitzvah to marry her. Bein liyavam echad, whether it's one living brother, bein lishnei yavmin, whether it's two living brothers, Rabbi Elazar omer yofer. Rabbi Elazar maintains that these brothers have the ability to negate her vows and knock them off simply because they are on standby to be her husband. Which one will it be? We could see right away that Rabbi Elazar's position needs a little bit of explanation. We don't even know which husband it will be. Perhaps once one of them proceeds and does Yibum, it will retroactively become clear that that's the one who is able to do the Hafara. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Le'echot, I could understand the hafara concept negating her vows if there's only one living brother, avalo lishnaya. But I don't understand how you could justify that if there's more than one, and therefore in the case of more than one, they can't do hafara, but in the case of one brother alone, we would approve of the hafara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva argues and says, lo le'echad velo lishnayim. Not to one, not to two. And Rabbi Akiva's position essentially is that the Zika relationship, the standby relationship between the Yavam and the widow is not strong enough to allow Hafara. If you'll think about it, when there's a marriage, so then even if it's only Erusin, the Kiddushin part, even if she's not yet brought with Chuppah into the husband's domain, nevertheless, her relationship with the husband is of a very halachic, serious nature to the point that if she fooled around relationships with somebody else, it would be a capital offense. A Yavama, this widow who's on standby, there is Zika. There's an awaiting of a relationship, but to be really blunt about it, if she would go ahead and have relations with another man, it would not be a capital punishment. It's different. It's not the same. And Rabbi Kiva says it's not the same to the point that you can't do hafara. It's not strong enough like a real marriage where he is the husband. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Maim isha shakana hu la'atzmo harehu mefer nidoreho. I'd like to prove that any yavam should be able to do the hafara. In other words, when there's more than one yavam, when you have a woman that becomes your wife as a result of your act, so then you're allowed to do hafara. You're allowed to negate her vows. Certainly a woman that the Torah grants to you should be even more yours. And you should certainly be able to do hafaras nedarim. Omalo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva responded to this logic and said, Lo, no, it doesn't work like that. Imamarta b'isha shekanuhu la'atzmo. If you talk about somebody that became his wife exclusively, she'en la'acherim b'rashos, that no one else has the ability to infringe. Toma b'isha sheknu l'man ha'shamayim she'ish la'acherim b'rashos. Are you going to say the same logic when other people have equal rights to become her husband, meaning when there's more than one yavam? Interestingly, Rabbi Akiva took the position against Rabbi Elazar, but he only took it to the extent that supports Rabbi Yehoshua's position when there's more than one Yavam. He didn't take it further than that at this point. He's only saying that since they're two Yavmin, so she's not exclusively one husband's, and therefore it's a weaker relationship than you see by the regular husband negating his wife's nedarim. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua picks up on. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Akiva, devarecha b'shnei yavmin. You have explained why you wouldn't agree to Rabbi Lazar when there are two yavmin. Ma'ata meshev al yavam echad. But what are you going to respond in my case where there's only one yavam? And according to your logic, you should agree that when there's only one, so no one else is infringing. And he should be able to do hafara. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva responded, I have a response as well, why I don't go like you to allow negating when there's only one yavam. Eina yavama gemura le'yavam kishem shu'arusa gemura le'isha. And that is because a yavama is not exclusively, entirely, totally linked to the yavam, the same way that an arusa, a woman, after kiddushin, is totally to her husband. As we discussed, what's the difference? There's a very big difference. Take, for example, what would happen if she would act improperly. In the case of Yavama, it would be a violation, but it would not be a capital offense type of violation. Whereas, in the case of Arusa, she's not brought into the husband's jurisdiction. She doesn't yet live in the husband's house. But a full-fledged kiddushin has taken place, and it would reach the level of a full marriage, and if it was violated, it would be a capital offense. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Zika is not enough to create the ability to be mefer her nedarim. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.